Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio. People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, the publication consumers trust to find first-class business professionals. In this segment, we're going to be talking about embracing the possibilities unlimited mindset. My guest today is president of the Outcomes Management Group, a results-oriented consulting firm located in Columbus, Ohio. She received her bachelor's degree from Hampton University, her master's degree from Michigan State University, and doctor of philosophy degree from the University of Memphis. Currently, she is president of the National Hampton Alumni Association. We consider it our good fortune to have on the phone today a woman who's asking her alumni and others to join her embracing a basic belief: possibilities unlimited. Dr. Patricia Larkins Hicks, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, SparkPlug. Good morning. I'm very happy to be here with you and to have this opportunity.
Well, we're excited about having you. We know that your time is very important and is so valuable. I'd like to get right into it, okay?
Okay.
How does believing possibilities unlimited impact our attitude?
Well, you know, when we think about possibilities unlimited, it is really a basic belief which says that we can do anything if we put our hearts and minds to it. When I was a child, my mom instilled this belief in me because she always said to me, Patricia, if you believe and trust in God, all things are possible. And you can't have a mindset around possibilities unlimited without being positive. And we all know that old adage that attitude determines your altitude. And so if we want to succeed in life and be successful and achieve our results, it's all about having a positive attitude. Now, I just want to say real quickly that our president, Barack Obama, is a great example. When others thought that he couldn't be elected president, he thought and believed he could. And it allowed him to break out of a traditional mode in strategizing for running for president, and the rest is history. He's now our president. So that's why I'm asking my alumni and others to join me in believing possibilities unlimited and having a positive attitude.
All right. Well, Dr. Hicks, you know, it's so easy to identify problems and issues. How does believing possibilities unlimited change our focus?
Well, the reason that we focus on, you know, problems and, you know, get mired down in all of the negatives is because we do have that negative attitude. So once we flip that attitude to a positive one, so does our focus switch. We switch from thinking about how bad life is and how terrible things are to what can we do to make life better? And we begin focusing on solutions. I have a great friend, I hope she's listening out there, who really exemplifies this attitude, and she doesn't take no from anyone. She was having a fundraiser with her Lynx organization, and, you know, people were saying, you know, no, we can't have a billboard in Detroit, Michigan. And she said, yes, we can. And she continued until she found and talked someone into giving and donating this billboard. So once we have our positive attitude, we focus on solutions, and we find ways to break barriers and make things happen. And that's why having that positive focus is so important.
Well, why is it so important to remember that the glass is half full?
Well, that's sort of going back to the negativity. When we look at a glass as half empty, once again, that binds us and it restricts us. But when we look at a glass and we say, wow, that's half full, once again, we start focusing on the positive, on the possibilities, on how we can make things happen, how we can move, and how we can look for options. We don't say, oh, I don't have enough. We look for how can we get more. We don't think that life is hopeless, but we think life will get better. So constantly looking at whatever is before us, and I'll give you another example. When I was looking at data about our membership and our alumni association, I saw that when we look at our graduates from 1995 to 2008, we've got about 11,000 alumni. And of those 11,000, about 1,000 are active in our association. Now, the half-full glass says that I've got lots of opportunities because there are many young alumni out there just waiting to be members of the National Hampton Alumni Association. So here's a plug. Please join if you're listening. But that's looking with a half-full view versus a half-empty view.
Well, Dr. Hicks, tell our listeners, what is the connection between attitude, energy, and results?
Now, I really like that question because you introduced me as a results-oriented person, and I am so passionate about results that my own company is called the Outcomes Management Group. So I am really focused on how do you achieve results. And as I have taken a look at others who have achieved results, there are three things that I have noticed. First, it starts with an attitude. It starts with what we think. So in our mind, if we think positively, then we're off to a good start towards achieving our goals and getting our results. And once we think positively and we look around and about us, the view is half full. So we're seeing. And then it's going to get us to do something, and that just brings that energy. Because in order to achieve results, that's what we need. We have to take action. So when we see it and we believe it and we think it and we take action, we get results. So it requires an alignment of our thoughts, our acts, our words, our view in order to take action and get those results.
Well, speaking of words, words do matter. What words become a part of our vocabulary when we believe possibilities unlimited?
Well, I think we've heard a couple of those for the past year. If I go back to our President Barack Obama, he introduced a vocabulary that was very important to his success. It begins with, yes, we can, because in our attitude, when we believe that it is possible, then our words become, yes, we can. And when we see that we can do it, then we take action and our words become, yes, we will. And more importantly, when we get those results, our words become, yes, we did. Now, there's some other words that we have to get rid of, because when we're in that possibility unlimited mindset, we have to listen to what we're saying. And every time we catch ourselves saying, but, won't, couldn't, shouldn't, that'll never happen, all of those words don't go with our possibilities unlimited mindset. And we have to change those words. And so as I work with alumni, and when someone says to me, oh, we can't do that, I say, I bet we can. What do you think we can do? So it's all about looking at what we say and, again, recognizing that what we send out into the world as we communicate comes back to us. So when we say, yes, we can, yes, we will certainly be able to say, yes, we did.
Well, Dr. Hicks, before we bring this interview to a close, is there one final thing you'd like to leave our listeners with regarding the possibilities unlimited mindset?
Well, I would just like to say to anyone who's listening today that I hope you will go forth and recognize that all things are possible and that you too can achieve whatever is in your heart's desire if you only believe, have that positive attitude, look out into the world and view all the possibilities, take action, and use the words that will make it happen. And I look forward to Spark Plug. You're hearing from some of these viewers telling you about how they have achieved results just by embracing the Possibilities Unlimited mindset.
Well, tell our listeners how you can be reached at the National Hampton Alumni Association.
Well, I can be reached by phone at 614-445-3966 and by email P. Larkins, L-A-R-K-I-N-S, Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, at NHAAInc.org. That stands for the National Hampton Alumni Association.
All right. Well, Dr. Patricia Larkins Hicks, president of the Outcomes Management Group and current president of the National Hampton Alumni Association, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Spark Plug.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another wonderful job. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And while there, be sure to check out our digital publication. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.